Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm working on a novel. It is a story of my life and my sister's.
Make it short and
sweet. Little Women, the movie based on Louisa May Alcott's beloved novel, opens in theaters tomorrow, and it's set when and where she wrote it, in mid-1800s Massachusetts. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, the filmmakers went to great lengths to ensure the film would look period perfect, down to the food.
There's a pivotal scene in Little Women where Meg, Amy, Beth, and Joe March come downstairs on Christmas morning to a homey breakfast of eggs, bangers, and poached pears. Instead of eating it, they pack it up for a poor woman and her hungry children. When a wealthy neighbor learns of the girls' charitable act, he surprises them with a colorful spread of decadent treats presented beautifully on silver platters.
Mr. Lawrence sent it.
Lawrence Boy's grandfather?
Yes.
Why?
He saw you giving your Christmas breakfast away and he wanted you to enjoy the day.
From the get-go, the number one priority for this Christmas feast from the Lawrence house was there had to be ice cream and it had to be pink.
Like it is in Alcott's book. As the film's food stylist, Christine Tobin managed a mountain of pink peppermint on set, replacing scoops as they melted in a punch bowl. She researched, designed, sourced, and prepared all of the food in Little Women to be period appropriate, much of it here in her Boston kitchen. Tobin shows me how she made molasses cookies for the movie the way 19th century families like the Marches did, with ginger, cloves, and cinnamon.
Everything that they would have had in their kitchen.
Tobin perfected popovers, hand pies, shortcakes, biscuits, and found scones and brambles at local bakeries. She says the Marches, who are based on Alcott's real family, had fruit trees and a garden, so she pickled plums, veggies, and limes months before filming began.
You had to really then research and make sure those foods that were on the table would have been brought in or taken out of jars because they were preserved.
We all wanted the movie to feel very real.
That's Little Women film producer Amy Pascal. She also helmed the 1994 adaptation. For her, laboring over historically accurate touches makes the world we see on screen believable.
Movies work on such an emotional level when they work. And all of these things are things that you experience cognitively while you're watching a film. So when someone doesn't think about all of these details, movies just don't feel as rich.
Pascal says the movie also needed to be geographically correct.
It was critical that it be filmed in Massachusetts. That's a gigantic part of what the movie is about, and we needed to capture it because the movie is also about Louisa May Alcott, and Louisa May Alcott's life is here.
Film crews transformed more than a dozen historic properties in places like Ipswich, Boston, and most importantly, Concord, where Alcott lived. She wrote Little Women in 1868 at her home known as Orchard House. Today, it survives as a museum. The filmmakers couldn't shoot there, so they painstakingly constructed a replica of the exterior a few miles away to stand in as the March family's home. Adam Rothman crunches through a snowy field where the temporary exterior used to be.
Their house was right over here, just past this tree here. So they had a view of the Lawrence house.
He oversaw continuity with the film's art department as on-set dresser and says the interiors were reproduced in a Franklin warehouse about an hour away. Rothman recalls how director Greta Gerwig wanted every set and prop to look lived in and of its time. The lace curtains, the bedding, the furniture. The team even used real candles and vintage oil lamps for their natural glow and the sooty smudges they left on the wallpaper.
Claire, our decorator, and our art directors, and Jess, the designer, all spent a lot of time at the actual Orchard House speaking with all of the experts on Louisa May Alcott and her family, getting as much information, doing as much research as possible to get the house right.
This house holds such emotion for people. The book holds such emotion for people. Now this movie will hold so much emotion for people. It connects with their daily lives.
Jan Turnquist, Orchard House director of 20 years, says this in a room filled with Alcott's actual furniture, artwork, and piano. She fielded a slew of questions from the people who made Little Women and thinks their hard work will pay off. Turnquist talks to a lot of discerning Alcott fans and says one person mused that visiting Orchard House could almost be like going to Hogwarts after seeing Harry Potter.
But Hogwarts is imaginary. You can create it, but there is no real Hogwarts. This is the real thing. So to have that authentically recreated means everything to many, many people.
Turnquist included. She's already seen the movie a few times and is preparing her staff for a flood of Little Women tourists after the film opens tomorrow. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea.